Good morning. Thank you for calling Archtop Fiber. My name is CJ, with whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Hi, CJ. My name is Betty Bienen, B-I-E-N-E-N.
Thank you very much for that, Betty. And what can I do for you today?
So I just got Archtop Fiber, and what I want to do is set it up. I did it for Alexa. I did it for my printer. And I wanted to do it from my computer, which needs to do that.
Okay. So you need help going ahead and getting your computer connected to Wi-Fi? Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Are you
what
in front
I
of your computer?
Now is that it says Wi-Fi, and then it says Rhinebeck Rosie, which is the name of my service.
Okay.
And then it says connected. And it wasn't connected before, but I just want to make sure it is now.
Okay. Have you tried going to a website?
To your website?
Any website.
Any website, okay. So I'm going to go to Archtop.
Yeah, I mean, even Google and searching something simple would also suffice.
Here, Archtop Fiber, shop now. I think I did it.
Yep, you did.
I did. So it's set up, right?
Yes. And just for verification, to make sure I have the correct account, what is your service address, please?
51 Chestnut Street.
And your phone number, please?
917-280-2621.
Perfect.
Well, I think we did it.
Yeah. And is there anything else that you needed to connect to the Wi-Fi?
No. I did it. I thought that was all done. So the TV works, the printer works, Alexa works, my computer works, my phone
yes.
is working. So I guess we're good to go.
I don't see your phone connected, though.
Ah, okay.
I see the
you
TV,
the
I see the Alexa, and then I see the laptop.
Okay. So my phone is, what do we do?
So do you have an iPhone?
I am holding it, talking to you.
Perfect. So you're going to swipe up from the bottom if it's a newer iPhone. If it's an older iPhone and it has the home button, you're going to press the home button. You're going to go into your settings.
No, I'm
going
to sweep up, but I'm going to, all right, sweep up, okay.
Yeah, you're just going to go back to your home screen. Essentially, you're going to click on the settings button.
Oh, you mean the, okay.
It should be a cogwheel.
I'm in there.
It should be on your primary screen.
Okay. Settings, got it.
And then you're going to.
Wi-Fi direct CQ Epson XP, is that right?
So you are connected to the printer.
I thought so.
Mm-hmm. So you're going to tap on that.
Okay.
You are going to select the Rosie Rhinebeck or Rhinebeck Rosie. Rhinebeck Rosie,
okay.
Yeah. And then you're going to either type in the password if it prompts or it'll automatically connect if you've already typed in that password.
Okay. Incorrect password.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I didn't put any in, so let's do.
Go ahead and put in your Wi-Fi password then.
Okay. I think it's connected.
Yep, it'll take a little moment for it to connect, but then it should just give you that check mark.
So I have a check mark next to Rhinebeck Rosie.
There you go. You're connected to Rhinebeck Rosie then.
All right, ma'am. Thank you very much.
You are
still
very
use
welcome.
The printer?
Can yes.
I use the printer still?
Okay. So now that the printer is actually, I don't see the printer connected to the Wi-Fi.
Oh.
So let's go ahead and take care of the printer.
Yes.
So on your printer, it's an Epson, right?
Yes.
So you should be able to go to the menu. Do you know specifically which printer it is?
Yes, I do. Should I go to the actual printer? And
yes.
Not do this? Okay. So I am at the printer, and it's an Epson XT6100.
Okay. So on that, there should be There should be a spot where you go into the home. There should be a home button.
I kind of think it's this. I hear
it looks like a house.
Okay. Yes, I did it.
Okay.
Oh, you're good. Okay.
You're going to press the arrow key until you see settings. It should look like a little cogwheel.
The arrow settings would be...
Nope. So the arrow would be next to the surrounding the OK button?
Yes.
Yeah. So you're going
to
press...
the right and the left.
Yes. You're going to press that. And you're going
to... Until I get to settings.
Settings. And then you're going to go ahead and press OK.
Oh, God. Are you good? Supply status, basic settings.
You're going to go to network settings.
God, you're good.
Okay. Well, I also have an Epson, and I used to work
I
for a...
I hate this thing. It's so complicated. Okay. Okay, here we go. Wi-Fi setup?
Yes. You're going to want to select that. Now, the complicated part comes when you have to go ahead and select those tiny little letters after you select your Wi-Fi to type in your Wi-Fi password.
Okay. I have network connection settings, Wi-Fi
yes.
recommended.
Yes, but you're
so
going to,
okay.
You're going to go to the Wi-Fi setup, and you're going to press OK on the Wi-Fi. And then it should say you can print wirelessly from computers and devices via Wi-Fi. You press OK to proceed.
This
and then,
says device name, connection, signal strength.
Yes.
Network.
So it should
which
tell you.
Which is not steady Wi-Fi.
No, and that's fine.
Right.
Do you see the Wi-Fi
oh,
setup
fine.
Wizard?
Okay. What should I do on network, SSID?
So you should be able to go through the Wi-Fi setup wizard. So press the back button. So you should have gone into Wi-Fi setup. And then it brings you to the Wi-Fi setup wizard as your first option.
Okay,
that's
Wi-Fi status.
Go further.
Okay, what I have now is change settings. Epson name.
No.
And I'm going down with the connection Wi-Fi disconnected.
Yes, so you're going to want to go into that.
Okay.
And it should give you the option to connect to a new Wi-Fi.
It says Wi-Fi disconnected. Dismissed.
Okay, so go back to the other menu. What options are the menu giving you?
Oh, God, I hate this machine.
I know. Epson could be so complicated.
It is so complicated. Here it says close. Wi-Fi connection close or dismiss. Those are my
just names. Dismiss.
Oh, okay. Okay. And it says connection, Wi-Fi disconnected, signal strength poor.
Okay. Keep going.
Network.
Does it show a network? Okay.
It does. My old network.
Okay. So that's where you want to back out of that menu.
Okay.
And then let me know what the options are.
Oh, if I back out of this, if I push that, it says that that is the network, SSID, Betty Wi-Fi.
Yes, that's your old network ID.
Okay.
That's fine. What
dismiss.
We want to do is we want to change that. So what we're going to dismiss that. We're going to go to see the other options that it gives so that we can get you connected back to the proper
okay.
Wi-Fi.
Okay, so I'm back there. A network SSID, IP address, channel.
Yeah, I would just back out of that one.
The whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Change settings. Just should I push change settings.
What other option does it give you?
Well, I can go back to channel, which is 1-1. or I can just go straight up this ladder again with Wi-Fi status, device name, connection, Wi-Fi disconnected, signal strength poor, network, SSID is steady, Wi-Fi.
Yeah, so we definitely want to back out of that.
I'm going to go to change settings.
Yes.
Wi-Fi setup wizard.
There you go.
Yay. Okay.
And then so it should ask you.
Here it is.
There you go. And then it'll ask you to type in the password, which, of course, if it's as small of a screen as my eco tank,
yes,
it's going to be very tiny letters.
It is. Okay. So it's there. Where is the, where do I?
So you'll be using the arrow keys.
Okay. Nothing. Oops.
If you're looking for any special characters.
Oh, enter manually.
Yes. So you're going to have to type in that Wi-Fi password. So you should have selected the Rhinebeck Rosie. And then it should ask you to enter password. And it's going to bring up all of the QWERTY board, basically. We call it the QWERTY.
Oh, there it is. I see.
Yep.
Wow. Oh, I would never know this on my own without you. All right, here we go.
So if you do need any numbers, there should be a button at the very bottom that you would get to using the arrow key between the left and right arrows and between the space. There should be A1 and like the capitals, the one and the numbers. So if you have a capital, definitely go down to that to select the capital.
I'm trying to get rid of the capital. Is that
okay?
Capital?
So
let's try. It's a capital. I don't want that.
Okay. So then you'll press the backspace on that one by going all the way down next to the okay.
Gotcha. You're a very good person. No, you
well,
are.
I've also helped so many people out with like these kinds of setups.
Okay, so I'm going to now make the letter not a capital. How do I do that?
So
the
do you
down
see what,
arrow?
So the down arrow, if you go next to the space bar, do you see where there's a space bar? It should show A1 and a pound sign.
Yes.
You're going to click OK on that, and it'll change the keyboard to either lowercase or the numbers with
it.
The special characters.
I got numbers with special characters. So I'm
okay, and then
go.
You're going to press it again to get to the lowercase.
Okay. Whoops. well, let's try again. I can't. Okay, here we go. You're good, but I couldn't do this. Okay, we're going to go to capital. Here we go.
There you go.
But you have to admit, it's not easy.
No, absolutely not. And it's always a hassle every time the Wi-Fi password changes, too.
Such a hassle. Okay, so we're going to go to, I'm going to get rid of the capital.
Mm-hmm.
How I can do this and go down and click on that.
Yes.
Okay. But then I only have numbers.
Yes. And then you click on it again to go back to the lowercase letters.
There it is. PA. You have to admit, this is all. I mean, for my generation, art painting.
Oh, I mean, I was born like, I don't know, I want to say like a few years before the internet was made public. So, I mean, I when internet became like a major thing, it was like, what, 96 when everybody started really
yes.
using it? I was only six at the time. So it was just like it's. it was a lot to learn, and then the technology has evolved so much you know, even today, I still have trouble keeping up with some of the technology because we're evolving so much and so quickly, and we're becoming so dependent.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I mean, how could I have not called you?
A lot of people don't realize that, you know, the internet is only 28 years old. That's not very old.
Is that right?
Yeah. I mean, the internet became like a public, like a worldwide thing, I believe in 93. I mean, the intranet was something that was, you know, within for a very long time. I believe since like the 70s or 80s. But in the 90s is when we finally had access to go ahead and reach out to other people from halfway across the world.
It's just crazy. And I know, like, my granddaughter totally takes a computer and go bang, boom, and they're fine.
But, I mean, children are just snap, snap, snap all with the technology now. I mean, everything is about video games or tablets or, you know, watching YouTube. And it's just, there's a lot.
All right. A firm thing, dismiss. I think I'm set up.
Yeah, it should confirm that you are connected.
It just said to me, I think it did. A firmware update is available from...
Oh, firmware update, yes.
Settings.
So you'll want to click on yes. So it'll update now that it's connected to the internet. It'll update the firmware settings on your computer, not on your computer, on your printer, so that it doesn't have any like glitches or issues. And...
So I'm going to dismiss this thing. Information, dismiss.
Mm-hmm.
Wi-Fi setup is complete. Print the connection, check report for details. Do I need that? No.
You are all connected. I'm seeing the printer on there.
Yay! Oh, listen to me yelling in your ear. All right. We did it, honey. Thank you so much.
You are very, very welcome.
And ask them to please send a report so I can say how good you were.
Oh, no worries. I mean, I'm just glad that we were able to help.
I know, but my computer is set up too. Yeah.
Yes, your computer is connected.
Okay, thank you very much.
Yeah, I see it listed as Betty's Air, so that's why I knew immediately to ask if you had an iPhone.
Okay, all right. So, and the iPhone works too now.
Yes, the iPhone is connected.
Okay. Oh, my God. All right, thank you so much.
Oh, you are so very welcome, Betty. You as well, and have a wonderful weekend. And thank you so much for calling
in
to Archtop. It's been a pleasure.
Bye, you too.
Bye.